Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is July the 21st. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all over the world through the Bible. Amazing stories from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today our reading is in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. Then we finish our reading in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 16. Now the disciples were still focused on the wrong thing, physical needs, instead of spiritual ones. Let's read what Jesus had to say to them from Matthew chapter 16. One day the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus, demanding that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority. He replied, "You know the saying, red sky at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You know how to interpret the weather signs in the sky, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the times. Only an evil, adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign. But the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah." Then Jesus left them and went away. Later, after they crossed the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered they had forgotten to bring any bread. "Watch out," Jesus warned them. "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." At this they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, and he said, "You have so little faith. Why are you arguing with each other about having no bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you remember the 5,000 we fed with 5 loaves and the baskets left over that you picked up? Or the 4,000 I fed with 7 loaves and the large baskets of leftovers you picked up? Why can't you understand that I'm not talking about bread? So again I say, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then at last they understood that he wasn't speaking about the yeast in bread, but about the deceptive teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Wow, the disciples were thinking about not having food, and Jesus was warning them of a greater danger: false teachers. The Pharisees and Sadducees were leading people away from God with their teachings. Jesus wanted his disciples to be aware of these false teachers. Today, there are still leaders who teach things that are against God's laws. We need to be careful not to listen to them. Make sure you're listening to those who teach what the Bible says. This is what Jeremiah says in chapter 23, verse 16. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says to his people: "Do not listen to those prophets when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. They are making up everything they say. They do not speak for the Lord." Well, there you have it. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, go forward in God's joy. Let his joy be your strength. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.